So if you have your Bibles, I'd encourage you to open them and turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 1 through 9 for our scripture passage for today. So Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance to understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Okay, if you could join me in prayer one more time and ask for God's help this Mother's special Sunday. You could join me in prayer together as we open God's Word and ask for God's help. Let's pray all together. Again, your children out there, if you could bow your heads with me really quick, and let's pray. Father in heaven, we tremble at your Word. Your Word is true. Your Word is powerful, able to change our minds and especially our will, our desires of the heart. And so we need your help now. We have opened your truth. Your children, your sons and daughters, mothers and fathers have opened your truth. Your Word is true. And now be merciful to us, I pray, that the power of your Word, the Spirit of truth, might change us according to your truth. May we gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding from your truth now, I pray. Help us be our teacher. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ. Amen. So today is the special Mother's Day Sunday sermon, and the title of the message is Do Not Forsake Your Mother's Teaching. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to focus on three verses, verses 7, 8, and 9, and draw six observations. Let me list the six observations for us, and we'll take one by one and go from there. Number one, family is God's idea. Number two, family is a place of school. Number three, family's foundation of instruction and teaching is the fear of the Lord. Family, observation number four, is a shared responsibility between father and mother. Number five, calls sons and daughters to be submissive to their parents. And number six, finally, there is a reward. Number one, family is God's idea. In verse 7, 8, and 9, it says, Hear, my son, your father's instructions, forsake not your mother's teaching. Son, mother, daughter, father starts in the book of Genesis. Family was not man's idea. Family is actually God's idea. It started actually from the Trinity, the triune God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Before anything that was made, there was a family up there in a triune God. And in Genesis it says, God, the triune God, was man was made in his image. In the image of God, he created them. male and female he created them. And he told the male and female in verse chapter 1, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, to be fruitful and multiply. God's family is not man's idea, it's God's idea. Now I just want to say, I do understand that some of you do not have a mother or a father. Whether your mother or father has passed away recently or long time ago, maybe you're adopted, or your spouse have recently passed away or divorced. Yes, we need to mourn for that, but the reason we should not mourn without hope is because our God is sovereign. Look at what Jesus says in the Bible that should encourage you and encourages me. That God has absolute, absolute sovereign power over all things. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. Let me say that one more time. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from the will of your Father. That is an amazing statement. Nothing happens by chance. It seems to be what Jesus is saying. God is sovereign over all things. Everything. And though we should mourn, but we should take courage because our Father, in His absolute sovereign power, our God is our Father who cares, deeply cares for us. Even, I'm encouraged, even with during this COVID-19, yes, there are so many negatives. Okay? We can't meet in person together. All kinds of ways that is limiting the church. But one person I was talking to this past week is, in one sense, it is amazing. We're having a lot more meetings, at least even online, more meetings than we had when we met in person. More prayer meetings, more meetings, more Bible studies, more people are meeting together online, it seems to me. And that's encouraging. And my prayer is, after this whole thing is over, that we will continue, not stop meeting how we're meeting online, but we will continue to meet like now, online, but in person, after the COVID-19 is over. So, in one sense, COVID-19 has been good for us, in one sense, and also different and uncomfortable for the church. And so, family is God's idea. He's sovereign over all and His power. Number two, family in verse 7 and 8 and 9. Family, I see, is a place of school. Look at verse 8 one more time. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. Family is not just to fill with little beings called children. Family is not just reproducing offspring, but Proverbs, it says, is a place of school, instructions, and teachings. Hardly anything comes naturally to human beings. Except sucking and the falling instincts, most of our human life is a learned thing. You can't go very far in life if you don't learn anything. If you're dependent on just your human instincts. So is our spiritual life. Spiritual life is also a learned thing. And family is a place of school that trains and learns. Look what he says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Paul says this, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly competent, equipped for every good work." God's Word is used for training, correcting, and learning, training in righteousness. So let not our family, you mothers and fathers, not our family not only be shaped by this world. I mean, this world is going to shape your children. They will shape your children. It's a fact. Knowing that, we should be more diligent that our family, our children, might be shaped not only by this world, but more shaped by the teaching and the instructions in God's Word. Which means, you mothers and fathers, I would encourage you that we also need to go to the Word daily, learn, be instructed by our God, be taught by our God in His Word, meditating and learning, being instructed by God's Word and what's passed down from God to you. God has taught you that you would instruct your children in teaching, the instruction, so that your children might be trained by and shaped, not by mainly by the world, but be trained and shaped by God's Word. Number three, I see in these verses, family foundation, instruction, and teaching specifically is in the fear of the Lord. Look at one more time. Verse 7. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Hear, my son, father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching." Mother's instructions, father's teaching is in the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is not what many people think it is. Fear of the Lord is not like, and then you run away from God. That's not what fear of the Lord is. Fear of the Lord is, and then you run towards God. Fear of the Lord is you realize, you understand that your ways, my ways, don't work. Man's ways never work. No matter how good they are, no matter how promising they are, man's ways are temporal. It doesn't really address the problem that it should. God's ways always work. His ways are always good. His ways are always perfect. And fear the Lord is we are careful. As God's people, we're careful, mothers and fathers, we're careful to do it God's way, according to God's truth. That is the fear of the Lord. Family does not exist mainly to teach your children how to hold a spoon, or how to walk, or how to ride a bicycle, or how to drive. Mothers and fathers, your main role is to teach your children how to fear God, to trust God, to make God central, not just on a Sunday Christian, but a Christian all of the week, all of the month, every year. You know, if one thing, of all the faults of my parents, good night. Me as a parent have all kinds of mistakes and faults, even being a parent for only like 7, 8 years. My parents as well, all kinds of faults. But if one thing that I learned from my parents growing up in a Christian home is that my mom and my dad, as far as I see, they taught me the fear of the Lord. They had something about them that they wanted to be shaped by the Bible. My dad especially. When I go home, obviously we can't go home in COVID-19. I guess we could, but we're not going home. But if I do go home to visit my parents
My dad, I see my dad always in his word. Learning God's ways. Be shaped by the truth. Studying, meditating. I saw that growing up. And that has shaped me. There's something about God's truth. What he says here is so precious. So precious to me. And I hope that has rubbed off on me the fear of the Lord. You parents, you must set that example for your children. You mothers especially. You know, mothers has a special a place in the family could that in a special way to shape your children in the fear of the Lord. Let me give you one more example of the fear of the Lord. It's amazing. Even Jesus himself feared God. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 to 3. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2 to 3. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. This is a prophecy about the Messiah. In verse 3, and his delight, he loved, he rejoiced in, his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. Even Jesus himself feared God. Not, and run away from God. No, Jesus feared God because he came not to do his own will, his own way. He came because he feared God. He came to do, even in the midst of his death, crucifixion. Look at Jesus, how Jesus feared God. Matthew chapter 26, 39. Let me just read it for you. In the midst of suffering and anguish, look at what Jesus did in fearing God. My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, my desire, my way, but as you will. What an amazing testimony of relinquishing, forsaking his right and will. What he thought was right. And to submit to the Father's bidding in his family's foundation of instruction and teaching, mothers, fathers, is the fear of the Lord. Number 4 is a shared responsibility. Again, you see that in verse 8. Hear, my son, father's instruction. It doesn't stop there. And forsake not your mother's teaching. This fear of the Lord, instruction in the family, is a shared responsibility. Mother's responsibility is not just to cook and clean the house. And afterwards, watch soap operas. And then afterwards, pick their kids from school and then drive them to their extracurricular activity and come back. And father's main responsibility is not just to provide physical needs of the family. It's a shared responsibility of fathers and mothers in instructing their children. You fathers and mothers, you need to listen up. Most of your kids will make mistakes, not mainly in the elementary years, not in the middle school years, mainly, not even in the high school years. Good night. I have done many years in the college and post-college ministry. Most of the mistakes that your children will make is not when you are with them, when they're in the house. Most of the mistake that they will make is when they're away from the house, in college, and after college, away from your care. I've seen so many college students come to me and tell me about the mistakes, small and huge, mistakes that they just can't take back in. And so fathers and mothers, especially your mother, I want to encourage you, take this time now, elementary years, middle school years, and high school. You fathers, to share responsibility. You fathers, be the spiritual champion, the initiating and leading your family into spiritual leader. And you mothers will follow your husband's footsteps and create an environment of instruction and teaching to prepare your children when they will leave your home, so that they will make wise decisions according to God's word in the fear of the Lord. That's my prayer. That's my prayer for my children. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to do a family devotional once or twice per week. I feel it. It's hard work to wake up, you know, whatever you do it. For me, it's to wake up early in the morning before everyone gets up to spend 30 to an hour minutes looking at the word, to say something intelligent, to teach not only the children, but our wives, my wife, in God's truth. And so, this is a shared responsibility between you fathers and you mothers. Number five, I also see in these verses, calls children, sons and daughters, you listen up, children, cause sons and daughters to be submissive to their parents. Look at verse 8 one more time. Hear, my son, my daughter, your father's instructions. Hear, my son and daughter, forsake not your mother's teaching. In other words, you children out there, you need to hear your mother's and your father's instructions. You need to heed it. You need to welcome it. You need to be thankful for it. You need to retain it. You need to subscribe to it, just like you subscribe to Facebook or whatever subscription that we do, the social media. You need to push that button and subscribe and heed and welcome and attain and hear your father and your mother's instructions and teaching. Believe it or not, children, sons and daughters, your parents do have wisdom. As long as they are in the fear of the Lord, the fear under God's truth. Mother. And so, sons and daughters, you must heed as your parents give you instructions and teachings from God's truth. And look at, and your mother and father, look at what it says. You know, we read in Ephesians about submit to your parents, but look at what it says further to fathers and mothers. Ephesians chapter 6 and following. Father and mothers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instructions of the Lord. One more time. Mothers and fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instructions of the Lord, in the fear of the Lord, as Proverbs says. It doesn't say bring them up in the Lord in discipline and instruction and what you want them to do in life. Our job as parents and mothers and fathers is to bring them up in the instruction and fear of the Lord in God's truth. Instruct them, discipline them in here. And if we do all this, the promise at the end is amazing. It's amazing. Look what it says. Number six, last one. There is a reward. Look at verse 9.
or say, "Hear my son, your father's instruction, forsake your mother's teaching, for in the fear of the Lord, for all this is a graceful garland for your head, sons and daughters, and a pendant for your neck." Now, I'm a simple guy, simple person. The text seems like if your life, your parents, mothers and fathers, your life, your foundation is in the fear of the Lord, instructions and teachings in the truth, and you pass that on to your children, not only you look beautiful, attractive, but your sons and daughters will also be beautiful and attractive. Your children, they see this in you. When you live your life in this COVID-19 or any kind of life, you will live a life in faith and trust in the fear of the Lord. There's a movement about your life, parents' life, and your life of confidence, movement forward, not a movement of frustration and doubt, a movement of trusting in God and certainty of His promises, of relentlessly a hope, staying firm in God's promises and the hope that He gives us in Christ Jesus. Look what He says about Proverbs, woman, verse 31. Proverbs 31. Charm is deceptive. Beauty is fleeting, although the word there is also vain. Beauty is useless. But a woman who fears the Lord, there it is, a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised or beautiful. A family whose their foundation is in the fear of the Lord, mothers and fathers are all over that, their foundation is the fear of the Lord and the instruction and teaching of God's Word, His will, and you instill that in your children as they grow up. They will not only look beautiful to God, but they will look beautiful, absolutely beautiful, to others. Encouragement, strengthening others around them. Let me conclude our time together with, I really encourage you guys to, if you want to read a book, reading a theological book is great. Reading books that, deals with learning the Bible is great. But another way to strengthen your faith, be encouraged, to be challenged, is to read biography, Christian biography. And the person I wanted to introduce a little bit is Amy Carmichael. I don't know if you know who Amy Carmichael is. Amy Carmichael was born in 1867 to 1951. And I think she's a woman, a missionary, who feared God, her foundation. Even she didn't even have a family. She feared God. Her foundation, her life, was in the fear of the Lord. And when she was a missionary to the South India, mainly working with the lower caste systems of boys and girls. Over 50 years, she dedicated her life, and she died at the age of 83. And I want to read a quote from her that beautifully captures her life, her foundation, as in the fear of the Lord. Look what he says, what she quotes. "From prayer that asks that I may be shelter from the winds that beat on thee, from fearing when I should aspire, from faltering when I should climb higher, from silken self, O captain free, thy soldier who would follow." Amazing. Even in the midst of all the fears of surrendering her life to God's calling,
Maybe I should climb higher and do other things, aspire other things. And she said, because she heeded God's calling in her life to South India. 50 years working with the lower caste system of boys and girls. Thy soldier, Paul doesn't want a soldier who would follow. Not her own aspirations, not her own will, but she followed as a soldier will follow their captain. She followed God's calling in life. And when she died, dedicating over 50 years in the mission work in South India, when she died, her wish, when she was buried, she asked all the children that she'd worked with to put a stone over her grave. But instead she asked the children she had cared for all these years to put a bird bath over it with the inscription, with a single inscription, Amma. And Amma means, which means mother. Mother in the Tamil language in South India. Amazing life that Amy Carmichael had. That she forsook the life in London and came to a place that was not her home. And when she actually died, she wasn't sent back to her home. She died in India, was buried in India. And to say, I was called to these boys and girls in India. That Abhi, that she was their mother, instructing and teaching these kids in South India. I think it's an amazing life in the fear of the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, forgive us. Forgive us that we fail to see this unbelievable hope and treasure, riches that we have in Christ Jesus, that we are adopted into your family and sealed by the sovereign power of God our lives. To set us free, Amy Carmichael did. To set her free to follow as a soldier or captain. Because she feared. Go nearer to God. May that spirit, may that flavor, may that come, O Lord, to us in this church. May we not grumble. May we not complain as we are often led to do in this Disneyland of what's called America. In this uncomfortable times, we are so short-sighted, your people. We're unbelievably blessed and rich in the things, the heavenly blessings that you poured out on your children in this church. Oh Lord, help us. Whatever life stage we are, whether it's children, high school, college, single, parents with no kids, parents with kids in high school, May we heed the instructions from you. Our lives will be on the fear of God. That we will look beautiful in your eyes. May our children, their foundation, be in the fear of the Lord, that they might look beautiful in your eyes. I pray. So help us, O Lord. Be merciful to us. Treat us not according to our sins, but lead us in your truth and righteousness, building your kingdom and giving you glory. Pray all this not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit in and through Christ. Amen.